This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the beautiful new gymnasium at Kennesaw High School for high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKCR.com. Doug Duda with you this evening for this Twin Valley Conference doubleheader between the Kennesaw Blue Devils and the Franklin Flyers. As we said, brand new gymnasium, a beautiful facility. They practiced in it. First game is here tonight for both of these ball clubs, and Kennesaw has done a great job putting together this new. You'll see more gyms pop up around the area, given in Kennesaw, among those in the area now with brand new gymnasiums. Here in our girls' game, Kennesaw has gotten off to a little sitting at 9-4, and they have a solid basketball team led by Deeper Ground, the 5'8 senior All-State prospect. And then for Franklin, Rachel Walton, who had an outstanding game last night with 26 points in the loss to unbeaten Silver Lake. But in that point performance, she became the school's all-time leading scorer, going over 1,030 points. So Rachel Walton, Deidre Ground, a couple of girls that we'll be looking at tonight. As we talk with Coach Alan Gatula, he says, boy, our defense has been real good all year long. We just have had trouble scoring points, and that is the case. This is a team that is averaging in the 30s, probably at about that 36-point, 38-point per ball game range. The last five ball games, they have went 2-3, and they have not scored more than 39 points in any of those. So they know they're going to have to score some tonight to get up against the Kennesaw ball club. That doesn't go crazy, but they average right around 48 to 50 points a ball game. The most points they've scored this year in any one game has been 56, but they're always in that 40 to 50 point range. Numerous games this year, right around 48. We'll take a break here on the Big Tech Seed pregame show, and when we come back, the first starting lineups for the first gymnasium at Kennesaw on KKPR.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan & Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan & Walker.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9, where it's time for the starting lineups. Brought to you by our fine friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the visiting Franklin Flyers, number 4, the 5'10" senior, Emily Wentworth. Number 5, the 5'4" senior, Taylor Randall. Number 34, the 5'7" senior, Rachel Walton. Number 44 is a 5'10" senior, Olivia Lenneman. And number 52 is a 5'6" sophomore, Taylor Traer. The head coach of the Franklin Flyers is Alan Gatula, assisted by Merle Dorn and Kelsey Fontaine. They come in with a record of 5-8 on the season. Now, they have lost their last three games, but to Cambridge, Blue Hill, and Silver Lake, who are all solid this season. For Kennesaw, number 10 is a 5'3" sophomore, Cheyenne Bitfield. Number 20 is a 5'7" senior, Deidre Heyer. Number 32 is a 5'7" senior, Hannah Uden. Number 42, 5'8" senior, Deidre Graham. And number 50, a 5'10" sophomore, Taylor Bitfield. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Ryan Evans, assisted by Shauna Snyder. They come in with a record of 9-4 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, a lot of the media is on hand here tonight, especially from the Hastings side, the Hastings Trib. Colin from over at KHAS, they had a little feature on the gym last night. You'll be able to see some highlights of the ball game tonight as well. We're glad you're along with us. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's an exciting night here in Kennesaw. Free admission. Great, great, great new gym that they get ready to go. The color guard is about ready to come into the high school gym, and they will have the national anthem, and then we'll be ready for some basketball here tonight. It is a basketball doubleheader. Girls coming up in just about 3 minutes, and then we will, of course.
For weather-related cancellations and delays, log on to KKPR.com and click on the Weather Threat button, a service of Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
America's greatest hits.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp they're beginning to boil. Wasting away.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by The Island. Come to The Island in Rep City on the 30th for 16-ounce New York or 14-ounce ribeye steaks and all the fixins for only $16. Stay for Moonlight Karaoke from 9 to 1. All next Saturday at the Island in Rep City.
And we are back here at Kennesaw for the technical difficulties there as everybody's getting used to some new digs here. We were telling you that don't forget on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Bearcats were at home taking on Southeast tonight. It was tied 8-8. These boys won at 7:45. It's the whole thing here in the first quarter of play, and it is scoreless between Kennesaw and Franklin as they open up their new gym here this evening in Kennesaw. Again, for Kennesaw, they come in with a starting lineup of Bitfield, Hire, Uden, Ground, and Bitfield, both Cheyenne and Taylor, the sophomores starting. And for Franklin, Wentworth, Randall, Walton, the team's leading scorer, the all-time leading scorer at the school, Letterman, and Dreher. So a timeout on the floor taken here, a 30-second timeout by Franklin. We are scoreless with 5:43 to go here in quarter number one. And sometimes a veteran coach like Alan Gatula likes to see what the other team's doing defensively, especially against their best player in Rachel Walton. And now a little time on the floor here as the official is talking to Alan Gatula about something. And it looks like we are ready to go here as Walton will throw the ball in for the Franklin Flyers. So we're scoreless through the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds of our ball game. We'll see who gets that first official bucket in the new gym here. Inbounds pass comes up to Wentworth, over to Walton. The three-pointer is on the way, but it is no good. And the rebound run down by Kennesaw. Hannah Uden has it. And a little pressure in the backcourt by the Flyers, but Deidre Ground will be able to handle that. Brings it across the timeline, right side. Her pass deflected out of bounds. Walton out there, stepping into the passing lane. So Kennesaw will take it out on the far side where the hometown Blue Devil fans said it is a near full house on that side, and they'll start to filtering over here and filling in the Franklin side as Deidre Ground puts up the three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound brought down by the Flyers' Lenneman. Olivia will clear it out to Walton, and Walton will push the ball up the floor. Right down the center she comes. Kennesaw starts out here in a little bit of a zone. The ball knocked away near midcourt and run down to the backcourt, and over and back will be called here on the Flyers. Franklin said the ball was tipped, but they're not going to get that call, and so it'll be a midcourt inbounds play for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. Doug Gooda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're also on the web, kkpr.com. Kennesaw basketball at the top of the circle. They'll swing it back and forth. Deidre Ground. One dribble, couple of dribbles to the right. Dumps it into the corner there to Uden. Rebecca Uden is back into the ball game here. Becca looks to the low post. Gets it down there to the hands of Taylor Midfield. Tries to kick it out top, and Kennesaw will turn it over as the ball is stolen away by Taylor Randall. Randall will bring the ball up the floor on the right side and get it to the high post. Wentworth spins back out top. Walton. Walton, spin move, turnaround jumper from 12 and knocks it down. And Rachel Walton will have the first bucket here in the new gym and in the ball game. And Franklin will take the lead at 2-0. Into the front comes the Blue Devils, trying to get things tied up and get their offense going here. And a three-pointer by Deidre Ground is going to come up short off the front of the rim, and Rachel Walton will pull down the rebound. And Walton will get it out to her guard, Taylor Randall. Flyers don't run the ball very well. I was talking with Coach Catula. He'll play 7 players if needed. He says we don't have a lot of depth. They've only got 9 kids suited up. And Walton will throw up a 19-footer. They give her the 3. Her foot was on the line, but they didn't see it. So a 3-pointer here for Rachel Walton. And Franklin is up by a score of 5-0. Kennesaw into the front court. We were going to say the Flyers, they don't run the fast break. They're not a transition team. One of the reasons they don't score a lot of points. And another 3-pointer for Kennesaw. Hannah Uden, no good. They're 0-3 in the early going, and the rebound brought down by Emily Wentworth. So a good start here by the Flyers. They have shut Kennesaw out for the first 4.5 minutes of this basketball game. Flyers will get it down the low post. Turnaround jumper spins over the rim, no good for Wentworth. And the rebound brought down by Deidre Ground. Ground will walk the ball into the front court. Flyers trying to play a little matchup, and then Ground comes down the middle of the lane, puts the runner up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rachel Walton. Walton is double teamed, needs some help getting out of there. And she is finally going to be fouled as she throws the ball off to Taylor Randall. Second foul of the basketball game, and it's going to go on. Well, we'll wait and see what's going on here. Deidre Ground, they will say. First foul on her, second foul on Kennesaw. And into the ball game for the Blue Devils. Deidre Hires back in there. Cheyenne Bitfield. Becca Rockefeller's in. And here's Walton to try to bring the ball up the floor. They are trying to double-team her with a little zone trap. Walton, good enough that she's able to bring the ball up herself against that double team. Man-to-man defense here by the Blue Devils. They sag on the post. Most of the ball movement by Franklin has been out front, and we're going to get a jump ball here as the arrow will point the way of Kennesaw. So Franklin with their third turnover. 2:52 to go here in the first quarter. It's Franklin 5 and Kennesaw nothing. And Kennesaw will face a little full court pressure here. Flyers like to put a little pressure at the backcourt and then settle back into a zone. Both teams playing a little bit different defense here in the early going. And, of course, we've got some really good players, maybe one-dimensional as far as who's going to lead your team in scoring. You put a little extra effort on them as the shot for the baseline is no good by Rockefeller. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Wentworth. Her outlet pass is knocked away. And what I mean, when you got Deidre Ground for Kennesaw and you got Rachel Walton for Franklin, both teams, you can call it a box and one, you can call it a sagging man, you can call it a cover two, you can call it a whatever you want. Usually, you've got 1.5 players trying to defend either Walton or Ground. And Rachel has it in the front court. She'll bring it to the top of the circle, try to work off a pick, spin move, left side of the lane. The shot's up, no good. Offensive rebound fought for. Franklin had it for a moment, but Dreher couldn't haul it in. And Becca Uden will come out of there with it for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Still looking for their first points here of the ball game. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. Grab at the high post. Swings it over to Uden. She'll put up the three-pointer. It's off the iron. No good. So far, the home court new gymnasium has not been kind here to the Lady Blue Devils. And an over-the-back foul called on Kennesaw. Foul's going to be called on Becca Rockefeller, her first. And back into the ball game, Taylor Bitfield here for Coach Ryan Evans. Both these teams have had to christen some new coaches. Ryan was, of course, the assistant to Frank Chessy, who moved on. Craig Schnitzler stepping down on the boys' side, and we'll have Jack Irem take it over, and we'll have a chance to see the boys play here in just a little bit. And the Flyers are going to be called for a carry as they bring it across the timeline. Four turnovers for Franklin, two for Kennesaw, but the Flyers have been able to hit down a couple of shots, both from Rachel Walton, a 2 and a 3. 5-0 Franklin. A minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Kennesaw tries again as they get into their offense. Bounce pass right side. Rockefeller's open. 16-footer is up. No good. Random down the rebound on the backside. Taylor Bitfield. They'll have another chance here. Gives it off to Cheyenne. Cheyenne Bitfield between the circles. Looks left. Now looks right. Couple of dribbles. And swings it over there to back to Rockefeller. Trying to spread the floor a little bit more here against this zone. Uden, skip pass over Rockefeller, 19-footer on the way. It will not go. So right now, both teams taking a lot of shots from the outside as Randall gets the rebound. Has been no post play so far, and Deidre Ground waiting to check back in for Kennesaw. You would expect her to get the ball. At least that's what we've seen throughout her career, getting the ball inside. And pass knocked out of bounds will allow Deidre Ground and Hannah Uden to get back to the ball game. Ball remains Franklin's. They'll have it underneath their own hoop. 1:04 to go in the first quarter. The Kearney High girls have a 23-18 lead at home over Lincoln Southeast at halftime. Kearney basketball on ESPN 1460. Walton, right corner, drives the baseline. Well contested, but still knocks down the tough jumper. And Walton has all 7 points in this basketball game. 50 seconds to go, or else Kennesaw is going to be shut out in the first quarter of their new gym. They finally do get it inside to Uden, and she'll be fouled. Just too much traffic there in the paint when they forced it in to Hannah Uden. And the foul is going to go against Olivia Lenneman. That's the first foul of the game on Franklin. 7-0 Franklin, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. They set it up in the corner for a Deidre Ground three, and it's in. And so Deidre Ground has the first points for Kennesaw in their new gymnasium, and that will make it 7-3 Franklin. Still 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Pushing the ball up on the left wing is Dreher. The sophomore with four seniors. Long three to Walton, and she's going to put it off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Bitfield. She'll give it off to Ground. Still 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Deidre, baseball pass to the other end. She'll put it on the numbers to Rebecca Uden. Back out to Ground. Top of the key. 18-footer. No good. Rebound's tipped out long. Fighting for it on the floor. Franklin dove on it. Will be called for a travel. Good hustle that time by Taylor Dreher. 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kennesaw ball in the front court. Deidre Ground will throw it into Uden. Back to Deidre. They want her to take the last shot. She's going to have to back up. Makes a pass, and Bitfield shot at the horn. Won't go for Taylor. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. And the Franklin Lady Flyers have a 7-3 lead over Kennesaw after one on KKPR.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Doug Duda back with you here. We want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and all the fine folks at Kennesaw who invited us over, let us know that tonight would be the first night for the new gym, and welcomed us with open arms to bring you tonight's Franklin-Kennesaw basketball doubleheader. Franklin will get the ball to start the second quarter here in our girls' game, and they'll end up walking with it. 7-3, Franklin with the lead in the first quarter. Turnovers, Franklin 4, Kennesaw 2. Rebounds, Franklin 8, Kennesaw 5. Neither team shot a free throw. Three-point shooting, Kennesaw 1 of 5. Franklin was 1 of 3. Rachel Walton has all 7 points for the Franklin Flyers. Deidre Ground hit the three-pointer in the last minute of the quarter, and those are the only points here for Kennesaw. So nothing too unusual. Franklin getting all their scoring from Walton, and they're playing good defense. And here's a shot in the middle of the lane that's blocked. Uden has it blocked in there by Taylor Randall, and Randall will come out of there with the basketball. They'll run the floor a little bit to Dreher, but again, back out front. Franklin very rarely gets anybody below that free throw line. They'll flash somebody down there, but the pass has not been there one time in this game. Dreher back out top, Walton. Walton brings it to the left side. Spin move again in traffic. Comes up way short. This time an offensive rebound put back up by Dreher. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Pitfield, and she'll be fouled. The foul is called on Emily Wentworth. Her first and the team's second. Ball goes back over to Kennesaw. A minute here into the second quarter of play. 7-3 is our score. So it's been a lot of defense and so far a lot of missed shots. And Kennesaw trying to change that. Spreading the floor here against that zone. Trying to get somebody open inside. But Deidre Ground has been staying outside. Instead, they'll get it into Bitfield. Bitfield misses the shot, but we're going to get a late whistle, and they're going to call Wentworth for two fouls here, two quick ones, one on each end. And at the line, our first free throw attempts of the night will belong to Taylor Bitfield. And the sophomore will put it on the way and in. Checking into the ballgame now for Franklin is Libby Johnson, a 5'4 freshman. As we said, only 9 players are suited up here tonight for Franklin. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes out awful strong. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to say that it belongs to Kennesaw. So it must have touched somebody's foot because nobody grabbed the ball, and Kennesaw will have it underneath their own hoop. 7-4 your score as Kennesaw rotates it around to Deidre Ground, right-hand corner. The three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Emily Wentworth. So she stays in with those two fouls, and up the floor they come. Walton with it, stutter dribble, stops the top of the key, guarded there by Deidre Heyer. Gives it off to Taylor Randall, swings it left side to Johnson. Again, the Flyers trying to spread the floor and look inside, but they haven't made the pass yet. We played a minute and a quarter, and the second time that we say that, they'll get it inside. The shot won't go for Wentworth, and the rebound will be brought down by Deidre Ground, and that will be the second for Deidre, but at least they got the ball into the paint there to Wentworth, and it did. Everything would go down, rattle all the way around, and pop back out. So the Blue Devils with a basketball here, working it around the perimeter. Trying to drive and get a shot away as Hannah Uden puts it up, and a foul is going to be called on the shot. And the foul is on Rachel Walton, and that will be her first. So the first few fouls went against Kennesaw, and now three quick ones here against the Franklin Flyers. At the line, Hannah Uden. And the left-hander puts the free throw up too strong. Into the ball game for Kennesaw, Becca Rockefeller and Becca Uden will both come in. Rebecca, 5'6 sophomore, and Rockefeller is a 5'7 senior. Second free throw now for Hannah Uden is off the iron, no good. The rebound brought down by Rachel Walton. And so it remains 7-4 as both teams struggling to score from the outside. Whoever starts getting just a couple of buckets inside, a couple of looks, I think is going to be who gets some offense generated, gets something started in this ball game. As Walton drives the baseline left side, pull-up jumper from 9, bounces around, won't go. Offensive rebound by Wentworth in traffic. She'll force it up, no good. Taylor Bitfield with the rebound. Outlet to Ground, long pass down the floor, and the layup will not go that time for Rockefeller, but she is fouled. And so Kennesaw trying to get some points here from the free throw line. The officials discussing who the foul is going to be called on. And it's going to go against Libby Johnson. And they're going to say no free throws here. So they'll throw it in and shoot a three-pointer. It is no good. Three-pointer put up by Hannah Uden, and the rebound brought down by Taylor Dreher. I don't know how there weren't free throws on that, because She went right in, missed the layup, and then they blew the whistle. At the other end, Walton puts up the three. It is no good that time, and Taylor Bitfield has her fifth rebound. Dietrich Ground, long pass down the floor to Hannah Uden. Comes to the baseline, double team, tries to make a bounce pass through the lane and hit the baseline. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover number three for Kennesaw. Checking in for the Blue Devils, Cheyenne Bitfield, as well as Deidre Heyer. 7-4. We are at the end of one quarter and 3 minutes into the, or excuse me, 2 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. I got to get my math right. 3 minutes here in the quarter. And with some backcourt pressure, we've got a reach in foul on Kennesaw, called against Deidre Heyer. 7-4, Franklin. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter of play. Franklin, all their points from Rachel Walton and all in the first quarter, and Kennesaw yet to get a two-point bucket. They have a three and a free throw. Ball back over to the Flyers. Kick it out on the wing. Taylor Randall. Randall down in the corner. Open is Walton. She'll fire. She'll hit. Rachel Walton has all 9 points now for Franklin, and they are up by a score of 10-4. Did they give her a three? They might have given her a three in the corner. They posted it that way on the scoreboard. Trying to answer with a three at the other end. It's up and it is in by Rebecca Uden. Her first bucket of the ball game. And it is 10-7. So apparently they did credit Rachel Walton with a three-pointer. 4:10 to go here in the first half as Walton brings the ball up the floor. A little contact, but gets it over to Johnson. Libby kicks it back out towards the center circle to Taylor Randall. Randall just holds the ball here and waits for her team to get set offensively. And they'll swing it to the right side. Johnson right through the hands of Dreher. And out of bounds it goes. Turnover number six for the Flyers. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats, preview the boys' game, talk a little bit about what's still to come this weekend, including some wrestling tomorrow. Entry pass here to Deidre Heyer is deflected away as Franklin knocks it out of bounds. Back into the ball game for Franklin will be Olivia Lenneman, and Taylor Bitfield, after a short rest, is back in for Kennesaw, and Deidre Ground is on the bench. Now they make it a two-pointer. So let's get the scoreboard right here, and on our scorebook it's 9-7, so instead of 10, we were debating that there for a second with Walton, it's 9. The ball's going to be knocked away, and the Flyers will have a foul called, so Rebecca Uden gets the foul, and the Flyers will take it out. Inbounds pass, trying to get the steal there is Deidre Heyer. In trouble, the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Franklin as they really jumped on Lenneman there, double-teaming her deep in the backcourt. Franklin basketball, Walton to throw it in, and the pass knocked away. Not a lot of room, even in the new gym. They have set the chairs on the floor, and from the extension of the bottom bleacher to the floor is about 5-6 feet. It looks like 6-8 feet, whatever you want to say, and the chairs are sitting in between there, so there's not a lot of room between the chairs and the court, and the Flyers trying to squeeze in there and get the ball in. And they do, Rachel Walton. She's open at the top of the circle, so she'll shoot the three. That one's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Deidre Ground, who was only on the bench there for about 15 seconds of playing time. Outlet pass, Bitfield. Taylor takes the jumper from the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound put back up. It is no good by Deidre Heyer. And then a fight for the loose ball. A foul will be called. And the foul is going to go on the Kennesaw Blue Devils, it looks like. Deidre Heyer. That'll be her second. 16 foul. 5 been called on Franklin. 9-7 Franklin. 3:24 to go. Second quarter. Flyers have Dreher and Lenneman on the floor, along with the other three original starters, Walton, Randall, and Wentworth. Full court pressure here by Kennesaw. They haven't been able to score to put on that pressure. And the outlet pass comes to Randall. Had a little problem corralling it, but did. And across the timeline come the Flyers. Randall with the right-hand corner. Gets it to Wentworth. Wentworth holds the ball. Walton flashes through, covered in the lane. So they reverse it left side. Kick it back out on the wing to Taylor Randall. Keeping Walton running through off picks. And now a little confusion. They're just holding the ball. Now Walton pops out to bail him out. Drives the left baseline. Double team. Fade away. Jumper up and in. Wow, what a move by Rachel Walton. Double teamed and hit the fadeaway jumper over the top. 11-7 Franklin, and she's got all the points. Ground at the other end. She comes in, went in the air, missed the shot. Offensive rebound put back up. First time no good. Second time no good. Both times by Megan Blackford. And finally able to get out of there with it. It looked like Walton got the board. She gives the outlet and takes it right back. 2:25 to go here, first half. Walton in the lane. She'll force the issue again and is fouled on the leaner. And Rachel will go to the line. These will be the first free throws of the ball game for Franklin. And unfortunately, the foul is on Deidre Heyer for Kennesaw. Three of them here in the quarter. And now Coach Ryan Evans is going to have to find something or somebody to take her place for the final 2:23 of the half. Walton, two free throws. First one, no good. Checking into the game, Rebecca Uden and Taylor Bitfield returns here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. A little bit deeper on the bench, and we'll see if that comes into play in the second half. Wow, Kennesaw has not had this much trouble scoring maybe one time this year. That was against Cambridge as the second free throw is up and in, so Walton hits it. 12-7, Franklin with the lead, all 12 points from Rachel Walton. Hannah Uden swings it to the left side. She'll get it to Rebecca. Now they'll reverse it right side. Get it on the low block to Megan Blackford, the sophomore. Double team, then it's taken away. Rachel Walton steps in and forces the fourth Kennesaw turnover. Walton brings it into the front court with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Gives it off to Taylor Randall. And Kennesaw kind of forcing the Flyers even farther away from the hoop. This would be an optimum time to get somebody on the baseline as Wentworth tried to drive the right side of the lane and ran into a whole host of white jerseys, and a blocking foul going to be called here on Blackford. And a 1-1 coming up for the Franklin Flyers and Emily Wentworth. So a chance for somebody else to get in the scorebook here for Franklin, as Rachel Walton has all 12 points so far. And the free throw is up and in. Emily Wentworth gets on the scoreboard, and the lead is out to 6. A chance to take it back out to 7. Franklin was up 7-0. The lead was cut to 9-7. Second free throw up and in. So she hits them both. And a little 5-0 run here again by Franklin, and they are up 14-7 with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Kennesaw basketball in the right-hand corner. Rebecca Uden kicks it back out on the wing to Deidre Graham. Top of the circle, they go to Cheyenne Bitfield. Working it around the perimeter. Kennesaw out on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. And it's off the mark that time by Hannah Uden. And high in the air to pull down the rebound is going to be Emily Wentworth. She's got 7.5. Her outlet pass is deflected out of bounds, but it will stay with the Flyers. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up. And I think we might have a little blood here. Something happened. Yeah, there's some blood there from somewhere on Emily Wentworth. I think it caught her on the shin, so they want to wipe that up and see if it'll stop bleeding. Coach Catula doesn't want to take her out of the ball game. He's just trying to tissue it up, but if it's actually cut, they're going to have to Band-Aid it and bring her out. And the referees are letting her do that here. I think if they can get it done in less than a minute, to get the job done. Alan Catula is the fastest man in the world about getting that Band-Aid ready to go. So he's hustling. He's been around. He knows what's going on. He slaps that Band-Aid on Emily Wentworth's knee and making sure that the blood is stopped and she's covered up. And now eventually they are going to have to take her out of the game. Maybe she even got a little blood on the uniform, and so they're going to have to take her out now after all that, and Libby Johnson will come in. So it is Franklin ball in the backcourt against some full-court man-to-man pressure. 14-7 Franklin, a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Up the floor comes Taylor Randall, working one-on-one there with Cheyenne Bitfield. Gets across the timeline and picks the dribble up. Needs some help here. Good defense by Kennesaw, but they will wrap it around. Good pass that time to get it to Walton. Rachel gets it to the high post, crossover dribble, wants the shot, forces it, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dreher, and she'll put it up and draw the foul. Dreher and Lenneman have each had an offensive rebound, and it's hard to tell if they've actually grabbed the ball because if it hits their hand, they're already shoving it back up towards the rim. And in this case, Taylor will get to go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Rebecca Uden, her second. And the free throw is up, and it is in. A 6-0 run. And right back in is Emily Wentworth now for the Franklin Flyers. Franklin 5-8, Kennesaw 9-4, so A little bit of a shocking first half here as the second free throw rattles in and out. No good, but an offensive rebound by Emily Wentworth. And instead of taking it right back up, she'll kick it out. Rachel Walton now spin move in the lane. And they're going to call Rachel for a carry. Walton went to the left and made a big spin move into the paint and called for the carry. That'll be the seventh turnover here for Franklin. 1 minute to go in the half, 15-7. Franklin leads it here by eight on the opening night of this brand new gymnasium, first varsity contest being played here in Kennesaw. Blue Devils have the ball, but Walton now steps in front and makes the steal. One-on-one the other way. Crossover. Tries the reverse layup. Won't go. Fight for the loose ball. A lot of people running into each other, and now foul will be called. Kennesaw had the ball in Becca Rockefeller, and they're going to call Rachel Walton for running over the top. That's a tough one to get. That's a second foul on Walton, and he comes with only 39 seconds left in the half. She's played the whole way here so far for Coach Catula. Kennesaw ball, left elbow to Deidre Ground, cut off, so she'd go to the right elbow, drives in, running scoop shot, no good, got her own rebound, and she's fouled on the putback by Wentworth, and that would be her third. So Deidre Ground is going to go to the line. Deidre hit the only points in the first quarter on a three. And now is at the line, so not what we expected to see out of the senior. And Deidre will put the free throw up and in. We are 27 seconds away from seeing a very rare, rare stat here as Cassie Seal checks in for Franklin. Kennesaw has yet to hit a two-point bucket in this game. Second free throw up and in. Deidre Ground hits them both. 15-9 in favor of Franklin. Two three-pointers and three free throws. That's been the scoring for Kennesaw as Rachel Walton brings the ball up the floor. Man-to-man defense here. She'll give it off to Taylor Randall. Randall back over to Walton, guarded by Ground. 15 seconds, she's out of the right wing. Tries the right, now back to the left. Throws it through the lane. Here's a 19-footer out of the wing. No good that time by Taylor Randall. Rebound brought down by Taylor Bitfield. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Deidre Ground, she might have walked. She gets a long three away, and it's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. I think the excitement may have overcome the actual basketball playing. A lot of excitement here, I know, for the Kennesaw kids, and maybe that just threw their focus off a little bit here. They have not taken many shots inside the paint, and they are struggling here offensively. Usually Franklin is the team, and Coach Catula telling us that has struggled. They have kept just about every team they've played at 40 or under, and they just have problems getting 35 to 40 points to win those games. Well, right now, they're not on a 40-point pace, but they're up by six at the half. The Franklin Lady Flyers, 15, and the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, 9. We will take a break and be back with more right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology have to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Roger Dorn, your independent insurance agency in Franklin. See Dorn Insurance for everything you need to insure, from crop, auto, commercial, and farm. Dorn Insurance has kept you covered for 30 years. Best of luck, Franklin Flyers.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the beautiful new facilities here at Kennesaw. Doug Duda with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. In our girls game at the half, it's a low-scoring one, Franklin 15 and Kennesaw 9. We will take a look at the numbers in just a moment, but right now on our sister station, ESPN 1460, they have made it through three quarters of the girls' game, and Kearney leads Lincoln Southeast, the defending state runner-up, by a score of 36-27. That's currently on ESPN 1460, 36-27. Kearney leading Lincoln Southeast. The boys game will follow there at the 7:45 mark. Tomorrow here on KKPR, we will be bringing you high school wrestling. Now, our coverage from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament will start with reports at 12:10. We'll update the early rounds at 12:10, 1:10, and 2:10. And then we anticipate the finals starting sometime between 3 and 3:30. Mike Fleshman will join me for all the action between 3 and 3:30. Coming up tomorrow from Adams Central, the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. We'll have all the finals. They run the third and fourth place matches at the same time, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Wood River is a two-time defending champion, but they are really, really banged up. And Coach Darren Wannington, joining us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show yesterday, says, I don't know if we've got the horses right now that can win this thing. St. Paul, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Ward, all having some pretty decent wrestlers. Ward pulling the upset, winning the Give It In by it last week. So we'll see how it all works out as we're just a month away, in fact, less than a month away from the state high school wrestling tournament with complete coverage here on KKPR. On ESPN Radio tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will be at home to take on Gothenburg. Girls and boys basketball, girls at 4, the boys at 5:45 tomorrow on ESPN 1460. And don't forget Husker basketball tomorrow. You can hear the Husker games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The women will host Kansas State. That gets underway at 11 tomorrow. The men will be at Missouri, and they go at 5 o'clock. Right here we are at the half in our girls game. Franklin 15 and 9 points on the board for Kennesaw. We'll look at the numbers and more. Preview the boys game next.
Franklin County Memorial Hospital and Rural Health Clinics provide acute medical services. The hospital provides swing bed and hospice services as well as support specialty clinics and diagnostic services. Your link to family health care, Franklin County Memorial Hospital.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale.
And we are back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The first game's at the brand new Kennesaw Gymnasium, and right now scoring is at a premium, 15-9 in favor of Franklin. For Kennesaw in the first half, Deidre Heyer, one rebound. Becca Rockefeller, one rebound. Megan Blackford, two rebounds. Rebecca Uden, 3 points on a three-point bucket. She has one rebound. Hannah Uden has a rebound. Deidre Ground, 5 points, four rebounds. And Taylor Bitfield, 1 point and six rebounds. Five rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter for Kennesaw. Free throw shooting all occurred in the second quarter where they were 3 of 6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second quarter, and turnovers for the Blue Devils, 2 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. So it's not been a turnover fest in this basketball game. It's just that the teams have some long possessions on the offense and end up not being able to put the ball in the hoop. Kennesaw, just the 3 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. At the half, the Lady Blue Devils, 9 points, 16 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 out of 9 from 3-point land, and 5 turnovers. Foul situation, Deidre Heyer has 3, and Rebecca Uden has 2. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for the Franklin Lady Flyers right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's look at the first half numbers now for the Franklin Lady Flyers. Emily Wentworth has 2 points and a game-high 8 rebounds. Taylor Randall, 1 rebound and 1 block shot. Olivia Lenneman has a rebound. Taylor Dreher has 1 point and 3 rebounds, but Rachel Walton, as usual, is leading the way. She's got 12 points and 4 rebounds. I had Franklin for 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter where they were 4 for 6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first quarter and 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers for Franklin, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. The Flyers had 7 points in the first quarter, 8 points in the second. At the half, 15 points, 17 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. At the half of the first varsity game played in the brand-new Kennesaw Gymnasium, the Franklin Lady Flyers leading the slow-scoring affair over the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, 15-9. Foul situation for Franklin. Emily Wentworth has 3. Rachel Walton has 2. And Kennesaw a little bit deeper, played a few more players. There's only 7 girls that are probably going to play much for Franklin. They've only suited up 9 tonight. Kennesaw a little bit deeper, but not much going for either team off the bench. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Stop into the Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw. The Silver Dollar has daily lunch specials Monday through Saturday. They also have 3 TVs to watch your favorite sporting event. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw, where you'll always have a good time.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw. Proud to support our area athletes.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics here on KKPR. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Franklin, and Kennesaw. Don't forget the boys' game is next. The Flyers have struggled a little bit this year. They're just 2-10 on the year, and they look to try and get back in the win column tonight against a team that they can be competitive with in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw boys have dropped their last 3. They started 5-4. But have fallen to 9-1 Gildner, 9-2 Lawrence Nelson, and then lost a 2-point heartbreaker at Elm Creek in their last game out last Saturday. So they have played some close basketball games. They've won a couple of close basketball games. And Kennesaw, they're trying to get some wins here on this opening night of their brand-new gymnasium. So the boys' game will follow. We're looking forward to bringing that one to you, but we still have another half of girls' basketball. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is...
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back as we are ready to get the second half underway, and the ball will belong to Kennesaw. Let's see if we see something different here as far as an offensive philosophy or defensive philosophy. Well, Deidre Ground is going to start it with a 3, and it's not going to go. Rebound brought down by Taylor Randall, so that wasn't a whole lot different than how the basketball game started. Kennesaw shot a lot of 3s early on, and we're not getting them to go. They're 2 of 10 now in the ball game from beyond the arc. trying to play a little tighter defense here. So driving the left side and putting the runner up, Taylor Dreher, and she scores. Kind of sagged off her. They want to take Rachel Walton away, and immediately Taylor Dreher goes in and scores. And Franklin has their biggest lead of the evening at 8 points, 17-9. And in a low-scoring game like this, that is almost like a 20-point lead. Kennesaw basketball down to Deidre Ground. Finally get it to her in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to Bitfield. Baseline jumper, no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. The ball is pulled in there by Deidre Heyer. And the foul is going to be called on Franklin's Olivia Lenneman. Her second. They were tied up for a moment, and then when Heyer grabbed the ball, she kind of drug Lenneman with her, and they called her over the back. She's going to check out, and Libby Johnson's going to check in. Ball comes back to Kennesaw. Deidre Ground. Skip pass over to midfield, right back over to Ground on the left side of the key. A minute into our third quarter of play. Blue Devils again trying to spread it here. What looks like kind of a diamond and two junk defense. Coach Katula said that that's what they were going to try and play tonight, was some different, what is called a junk defense, and it's worked so far. Kennesaw throws this one away. Again, for the low score, you would expect maybe a lot of turnovers. That's not the case. Franklin 7 and Kennesaw 6 in the turnover department. Problem is they just haven't been turned into points at the other end. Not a lot of steals that go right into the layups. Rachel Walton trying to make some room, has the ball knocked away, and the steal made. Cheyenne Bitfield got a hand on it. Kennesaw doesn't want to run with it either. They'll give it to Deidre Ground, and as she fakes the three, they're going to call her for a walk. So back-to-back turnovers for Kennesaw, and the turnovers are now even. 6:24 to go, third quarter, 17-9. Franklin with the lead. Flyers trying to get their sixth win of the season. Twin Valley Conference Tournament is just about ready to get underway, so these teams priming themselves for that as they get into the lane. Wentworth, open jumper, rolls off the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Deidre Ground, her fifth. She wants to run it up the floor. Pulls up from 12, puts the jumper up, it won't go, and Emily Wentworth pulls down the rebound. The rebounding was very even, just one rebound advantage for Franklin in the first half. And the Flyers will bring the ball up the floor. It took us about 4 minutes to get any points in the first quarter, and we all read a book by Taylor Dreher here. They try to get it into Wentworth. She'll put it up. And her shot's going to be blocked by Deidre Ground, and she comes back down with it, so they're going to call a travel on Franklin. Good defense there by Ground. Coming into the ball game for the Blue Devils is going to be Becca Rockefeller. And checking out Cheyenne Bitfield. Still waiting for somebody to get in the flow. Rachel Walton got off to a good start, but even she slowed down here offensively for Franklin, as Uden will bring it into the front court. They'll fire it backside. Rebecca Uden missed a short jumper. Got her own rebound, though, and scored. So Rebecca Uden with the first two-point field goal of the game, coming at the 5:23 mark of the third quarter. They had three-pointers and free throws in the first half. The first two comes in the third quarter, and an oddity right there. And they're only down six. Three-pointer at the other end. Banked around. Taylor Randall almost banked it in, but it's no good. And Taylor Bitfield has the rebound at the other end. Kennesaw basketball into the left-hand corner. Uden has an open baseline, drives, and a foul called on Emily Wentworth going up for the block. The foul on Wentworth is going to be her fourth personal foul. And at the line is going to be Hannah Uden to shoot two. And they will sub back in Olivia Lenneman, as the free throw is on the way, off the rim, no good. So in comes Lenneman, and down goes Wentworth, and she's got four fouls with 4:58 to go in the third quarter. A team that's not very deep in some foul trouble. Second free throw won't go for Uden. Rachel Walton now takes over the post position and pulls down the rebound. That's her fifth. Taylor Randall into the front court here. Kennesaw also playing a box and one. And the duty of Rockefeller is to keep on Rachel Walton. So box and one defense here by Kennesaw. The thing with Walton is, though, she's used to seeing that. Most teams do it. She tries to spin off the pick and runs right into her own teammate. Franklin turnover and up the floor. Kennesaw, Uden to Uden underneath. She'll turn and kick it out to midfield. No good. Taylor gets the rebound again, and they'll reset the offense. Kennesaw with a good transition. They just didn't finish. Now a three-pointer too strong by Hannah Uden. And the rebound brought down by Taylor Dreher. 17-11 Franklin, 4:15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Into the corner, left side, Libby Johnson. Back up top, Walton. Rachel puts the ball on the floor, left side. They sang on her, get a double team. Back into the corner, driving is Randall. Cut off, now a nice little pick and roll underneath for an easy shot by Lenneman. And Olivia will have her first bucket. And timeout on the floor going to be called by Kennesaw. That is their first timeout of the ball game. Coach Ryan Evans going to try and get something figured out here. This is something his team has not ran into this year. 3:53 to go third quarter. Franklin 19 and Kennesaw 11.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
So good to be back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Out of the timeout, Kennesaw has the basketball. The Flyers sag back into 2-3 zone. And up top with it will be Cheyenne Bitfield. Swings it over the left wing to Rockefeller. She takes a long three. That one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Flyers. Taylor Randall gets her third. Kennesaw 2 of 12 beyond the arc, but nothing's going for the Blue Devils tonight. They'll get the entry pass to Lenneman on the other side. Franklin, she can't get a shot. Kicks it back out to Taylor Randall. And Randall will reset the offense. Comes out to midcourt, and here we go again. Finds Rachel Walton, still out around the top of the circle. Walton starts to the left, looks for a seam to the baseline. Pull-up jumper blocked down there by Deidre Ground, and she'll come away with her second block and get the basketball. So a rare matchup of the two. Now a baseball pass to the other end. Got it to Uden on the baseline. And Rebecca hits the little jumper. 19-13, giving the Kennesaw fans something to cheer about, which has been unfortunate for them. Few and far between. Flyers into the front court. Walton, the long three. Off the front of the iron, no good. But an offensive rebound to Taylor Randall. There's a collision out around the top of the circle between Walton and Heyer. And the fans thought something should have been called. Walt was the one on the floor. Now she is tied up. And the jump ball, the arrow comes the way of the Flyers. So Franklin will try again. It was 15-9 at the half. Each team has scored 4 points here in the third quarter. And Walt to throw it in. Looking underneath her own hoop. Lobs it into Dreher. She's covered, so right back to Walton. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Uden. Outlet pass. They want to run. Ahead of the pack is Heyer. Deidre in. Scores and a foul. Deidre Heyer with her first bucket. The foul will be on Taylor Randall, her first. And a chance to complete the three-point play here and cut the lead to three. Heyer with the first free throw of the game for her. It is up. It is short, and Rachel Walton will have her sixth rebound. 19-15, Franklin with the lead. Walton has not scored here in the second half after getting 12 points in the first half. On the left wing with it is Libby Johnson. Swings it outside the arc to Dreher. Taylor drives to the baseline. She'll put the jumper up. No good. Rebound deflected out, and it's run down by Kennesaw, trying to go coast to coast. The layup, no good, but a blocking foul called on Rachel Walton. Cheyenne Bitfield is going to go to the line. That'll be the third on Rachel Walton. Fourth foul and a half on Franklin. None so far on Kennesaw. And at the line to shoot two will be Cheyenne Bitfield. The first one sets on the rim and goes. A 5-0 run here by the Blue Devils. And a chance to make it a 6-0 run and cut the lead to two. Second free throw now for Bitfield. On the way, and it's good. And coming into the ball game, Taylor for Cheyenne. And with 2:06 to go here in the third quarter, it's now Franklin 19 and Kennesaw 17. And the Flyers need to find a way to get some points themselves in this low-scoring contest. Box and one continues here for Kennesaw. Taylor Randall goes to the high post. They'll swing it left side, and back out there's Rachel Walton. Couple of dribbles to the left. Gets it back to Randall in the corner. Back to Walton. Long three is on the way. That's way off the mark that time for Rachel. And it's going to be run down by the Blue Devils. Kennesaw has it with Rebecca Uden. And a chance to tie the ball game here for the Blue Devils, who had 11 points in the first two and a half quarters and now have 6 points here in the last minute and a half. Up top they go. Three-pointer on the way. Rockefeller, and it's no good. Rebound, fought for on the floor, picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll get a shot out there from Uden. Rebecca got the rebound. Hannah got the shot. It's no good. The ball's punched out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennesaw. And it looks like a timeout will be called right here by the Franklin Flyers. Coach Alan Gatula going to call his first full-length timeout. 1:20 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Franklin 19 and Kennesaw 17.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Franklin in the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. It's only 19-17. Franklin with the lead, but Kennesaw scored six in a row, and they got the ball underneath their own hoop. And on the inbound, they're going to say that Deidre Ground traveled with the basketball. Didn't see that. She was on the far side. She jumped up to catch the high pass, and I guess when she came down, took an extra step. So Franklin will get the ball back out of their timeout. And up the floor come the Flyers. Taylor Randall trying to set a play up here for Rachel Walton. Also now in is Cassie Seal out of that timeout. Walton in the left-hand corner. Good job by Becca Rockefeller on her here in the third quarter of play. And the ball's thrown away. Turnover number four in the quarter. 11 in the game for the Flyers. So another opportunity here for Kennesaw to tie it, maybe even take the lead with a three under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Spread the floor, get to the left wing to Rebecca Uden. She'll drive left side, put the high archer up, no good. Rachel Walton with the rebound. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Taylor Randall will push the ball off the floor, left side, give it off there to Seal. Back up Randall. Slow dribble right side, outside the arc, they'll give it to Taylor Dreher. Most of the game tonight, and we've mentioned it, if you've been with us, you're probably tired of hearing it. If you're just joining it, most of the game has been outside the three-point arc. We've had some three-point shooting, just not a lot of post play at all tonight for either team. Walton trying to post up down low. They do get to the ball. Turnaround jumper rolls over the rim, won't go. Rebound to Taylor midfield, still 15 seconds to go. Gives it off to Hannah Uden into the front court to Rockefeller. Three-pointer on the way, no good that time. And the rebound brought down by Rachel Walton. 5 seconds at midcourt. Walton going to try and go all the way, and before she can put up a three that goes, she's fouled. Rachel hit about a 22-footer, but they call a foul before she got the shot away. And it's going to go on Rebecca Uden, her third. It happens to be the first foul of the half. Franklin says we'd rather take the bucket. Cheyenne Bitfield checks in. So Franklin has 2.5 seconds to get a shot away. They're underneath their own hoop, wanting to throw it in. Either get the lob or get it right back to her. Out for a three, Taylor Dreher, and off the front of the rim, no good. And that will get us to the end of the third quarter of play. Kennesaw gets a little closer in this low-scoring affair. It's Franklin 19, Kennesaw 17. You're listening to Twin Valley Conference Basketball on KKPR.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by The Island. Come to The Island in Rep City on the 30th for 16-ounce New York or 14-ounce ribeye steaks and all the fixins for only $16. Stay for Moonlight Karaoke from 9 to 1, all next Saturday at The Island in Rep City.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we get the fourth quarter underway. It'll be Kennesaw ball trailing by two. They've had numerous opportunities here to take the lead or at least tie it with the deuce. Haven't been able to do so. Rockefeller on the weak side, right side. Skip pass up top to Deidre Crown. Back over to Rockefeller. Neither team could hit a three last quarter. Kennesaw was 0-5. Franklin was 0-4 as they continue to try and take a few of those outside shots. And Kennesaw being very patient here on their first possession of quarter number four. They would love to get the momentum and the crowd going again. Nearly a full house here for the girls game in this new gymnasium. Trying to get it to ground. Randall tipped it away, but they get it back out to Cheyenne Bitfield. She passes up the three-pointer. And they'll reset the offense, and now reaching in, the ball knocked away by Dreher, but can't get the steal. Kennesaw very patient. They've used a minute up here in quarter number four. Lob it down low to Deidre Ground. Turn around jumper, and they're going to foul out Olivia Lenneman. Lenneman just stood there with her hands in the air, and it looks like she's going to foul out of the ball game if that's who the call is on. And that indeed it is. No, excuse me, she's got three, four. Emily Wentworth has four. My bad. So Letterman's still okay. But at the line to shoot two is Deidre Ground. She's 2 of 2, has 5 points, and this one rattles around, no good. A final score from Kearney High. Kearney girls defeat Lincoln Southeast 48-43. And you can hear those games on ESPN 1460. The Boise will be coming up in about 20 minutes. The second free throw by Ground is up and in, and that'll make it 19-18. With a minute gone here in the quarter, this very low-scoring game, you're hearing it right, 19-18 in the fourth. Franklin with the basketball. Dreher kicks it back out. Lenneman's 14-footer. No good. Rebound comes out to Deidre Heyer. And here come the Blue Devils. Kennesaw to Deidre Ground looking for their first lead of the game. Gets it back into the hands of Cheyenne Bitfield. Franklin hasn't scored. Boy, 6 minutes maybe here at least. They had his 4 points in the third quarter. And again, Kennesaw being real patient here. If it's going to be a low-scoring game, they want to make sure they get better shots. Deidre Ground back out between the circles. Gets it to Bitfield. Cheyenne now back down to low to Ground. Turns, spins. Some contact. Shot no good. Rebound Ground. Put it back up and in, but the foul on the floor. And that's the correct call. Good call by the official that time because Olivia Lenneman was over the back that time and really raked Deidre. That'll be her fourth now and the sixth team foul on Franklin. So Kennesaw to throw it in underneath. They try to rotate it all the way around the perimeter to try and get it to Deidre Ground. And Rachel Walton knew what was coming and was able to deflect the ball out of bounds. So Kennesaw will take it out again. Again, they look for Deidre in a three-pointer, but no. To the right side they go. 5:50 to go in the game, 19-18, Franklin. Kennesaw trying to find Bitfield down low, not there. Screen up top, nobody moves off of it, and they'll give it to Deidre Heyer. In the left-hand corner to Ground. Skip pass all the way to the right side to Hannah Uden. Can't get a shot away. Deflected over Ground again. Walton keeping an eye on her. Right side, Taylor Bitfield. 5.5 to go. Boy, the fourth quarter move, and now Deidre Ground for three, but it comes off the front of the iron, no good. And a defensive rebound pulled down by Cassie Seal. Needs some help. Finds Walton and gets it to Randall. And up the floor come the Franklin Flyers. Randall across the timeline. It looks like more of a man-to-man now as they double team on Walton. And the ball is deflected away by Deidre Ground. Franklin's 12th turnover. Up the floor is Cheyenne Bitfield. But Franklin gets back defensively and forces a double dribble. That is the first turnover of the quarter for Kennesaw, their ninth of the game, and Kennesaw is going to call a timeout. It'll be a full-length timeout here for the Blue Devils. 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter of play. It's Franklin 19 and Kennesaw 18.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, we've talked about the offense of Kennesaw. Now, one time they did get really hammered, 47-19. They played Lawrence Nelson twice, and they've held them to 19 and to 30 points. Outside of that, they have scored at least 35 or more points in every game, 33 or more points in every game. They lost to Silver Lake. They beat Wilcox over 35-34. This is a team that is 9-4 and is used to scoring in the 40s to low 50s in the game. This has not been a problem with offense, and it's not like Franklin's doing anything special as Walton shoots a three as they bring the ball off the floor. No good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Randall, and she will be fouled. Randall battling in the paint, and they're double-checking to see who the foul's on here. And it's going to be called on Cheyenne Bitfield, her first, just the second foul of the half on Kennesaw. Six have been called on Franklin, and Franklin will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Into Taylor Dreher, back to Walton, but she's covered there by Deidre Heyer. She'll get the jumper away anyway, and it rattles around and finally goes, and that breaks a nearly seven-minute drought for the Franklin Flyer offense. Walton's first bucket of the second half. She's got 14, and Franklin's up 21-18. We've got 4.5 to go here in regulation. Kennesaw continues to spread the floor here as they try and keep an eye on where Deidre Ground is. She got free, but they overthrow her, and the ball is deflected. Deidre saved it from going out of bounds, but threw it to one of the Flyers, and Kennesaw has their 10th turnover. Up the floor, right corner, dribbling off her leg, but Walton got it back. Back out to Taylor Randall. She'll come from the right to the top of the key. Stop there. Kennesaw trying to pick up their pressure, and with two fouls, they've got nothing to lose. They can get overly aggressive here for a little bit. Walton thinking about the three. No. Swings it over to Seal. Cassie alone on the right side. Drives it on Uden. Nothing there. Back to Dreher. Dreher drives, and she got clipped from behind as she put the shot up. The foul will be on Taylor Bitfield. That'll be her second personal foul, and it will allow Taylor to go to the line. 14 points for Rachel Walton, and then Taylor Dreher has three. That's the next highest for Franklin. 7 points for Rebecca Uden leads Kennesaw. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Taylor Dreher. Don't forget, when we are done, the Bisco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and get you ready for the boys' game. Second free throw now for the sophomore, Dreher. And she'll put it up, no good. Rebound yanked down by Deidre Ground. That'll be her seventh of the ball game. Baseball pass to the other end. Cheyenne Bitfield is double-teamed. Kicks it out to Uden. She'll knock it down. Rebecca Uden with a team-high 9. 22-20. Franklin with a 2-point lead. It doesn't matter if there hasn't been a lot of scoring. We've got a close game, and it's going to come down to the end here, it looks like. And a hand-check foul going to be called on the backcourt on Cheyenne Bitfield. Her second. And how quickly Kennesaw is catching up in fouls. Even the guys in the striped shirts hear the chirping once in a while, but on the inbounds pass, a steal is made by Deidre Heyer, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Heyer steps in front, makes the steal, and now a chance to tie it up if she can knock down both free throws. The foul is on Cassie Seal. It'll be her first. Higher 0 of 1 at the line tonight, has a couple of points and 3 rebounds. And the free throw is on the way and in. 22-21. Doug Duda with you on KKPR. Kennesaw trying to win the first game in their brand new gymnasium here. Second free throw up and in. She banked them both in. Let's just be honest about it. The first time it looked like she didn't want to. The second time it looked like she said, well, let's do it. We're all tied at 22. It's the first tie in the ball game. Kennesaw fans are into it as Taylor Randall hustles the ball off the floor and finds their senior leader, Rachel Walton. Walton slows it down a little bit as she tries to spin away. We're going to get a steal, and then I think we're going to get Rachel trying to get the ball back. The steal was made by Deidre Heyer, and the foul is going to be called on Rachel Walton. And that is her fourth personal foul. And at the line again is going to be Deidre Heyer to shoot the 1-1. And let's see if she tries to bank him in again. It worked last time. Kennesaw has never led. They fell behind 7-0. Rachel Walton scored the first 7 points of the game. Free throw by Heyer is up, and it is no good. And Crown comes in. Offensive rebound and scores. Deidre got a great jump and got the offensive putback, and it is 24-22. Kennesaw has the lead for the first time with 3:10 to go in the game. Walton brings the ball up the floor, and you can hear the Kennesaw fans getting into it. Seal dumped it to the left-hand corner. Wentworth is back in the game with those four fouls. If it's a rare, they're really covering Walton, so she'll set a pick, and Franklin will throw it away. Kennesaw and Franklin each have three timeouts remaining. 2:51 to go in the ball game. Kennesaw 24 and Franklin 22. Here on opening night in our new Kennesaw gymnasium, and Deidre Ground gives it over to Rockefeller. She'll have a skip pass over to Uden, nearly stolen away. Back up to Ground. Back over to Rebecca on the left side of the key, outside the arc. Hand under face by Taylor Dreher. Now a three-pointer on the way and in. A huge three for Rebecca Uden. She's got a game-high 12 for Kennesaw, and all of a sudden the lead's out to 5. A 10-point quarter, and timeout going to be called here by Franklin. Coach Alan Gatula says, we need to call a timeout. They led the whole game, and all of a sudden, a 7-0 run in the last 90 seconds by Kennesaw. 2:19 to go in the basketball game. It is now Kennesaw 27 and Franklin 22.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology have to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Roger Dorn, your independent insurance agency in Franklin. See Dorn Insurance for everything you need to insure, from crop, auto, commercial, and farm. Dorn Insurance has kept you covered for 30 years. Best of luck, Franklin Flyers.
.219 to go in our basketball game. It is 27-22. Kennesaw. Franklin has been held to 7 points in the second half, but they do have the ball. But now kind of in need of a bucket with time winding down. 2:15 to go. They'll get it to Wentworth outside the right side of the key. She is. She'll hold the ball above her head and give it back over to Seal. Seal gives it left wing. Gets it into the hands of Dreher. Now Wentworth in the lane. Dribbles through the paint. Doesn't get a shot. Outlet pass is deflected out of bounds by Rebecca Uden. 2:02 remaining in the game. And Walton to throw it in. Out towards midcourt. Gets it to Randall. Trying to find Walton. There she is off the pick. They're a little late getting it to her, but she fires the three and buries it. Nothing but net for Rachel Walton, and she's got 17 for Franklin. And it's 27-25 Kennesaw. A minute 45 to go. A huge bucket for Franklin. Their first three since the first quarter. They open the lane up. Deidre Ground puts the shoulder down. She drives. She shoots. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Taylor Dreher. And it's 30 to go in the ball game, and a 2-point Kennesaw lead. Seal back to Walton, top of the key, double teamed. Over to Seal. Cassie's open, 14-footer, too strong. Long rebound, it's all red jersey. Seal runs down her own miss. Gives it to Walton for three. It comes off the front of the iron, no good. Another offensive rebound. Taylor Randall, a minute 10 to go in the ball game. Kennesaw 27, Franklin 25. Flyers with the ball. Walton out top. Dribbles to the left side. Off balance three. It comes up way short. It goes to Dreher. She has it stripped away. And Kennesaw will have the basketball. A minute to go. Let's make it 50 seconds to go. And Kennesaw is just going to hold it. They're going to make Franklin foul. 47 seconds over to Uden. You don't have to foul yet. But Uden has an open lane. She comes in. She lays it up. Scores. Rebecca Uden took it right to the hole. 29-25. 35 seconds to go. Up the floor come the Flyers. Randall, double team, needs some help. Timeout called. Timeout called. Boy, it's been a long time to blow the whistle. And I don't even think they got the timeout called. I think they called a jump ball. Randall turned around and signaled for the timeout. The ref was 3 inches away, and I don't know why he didn't give it to her. Now we're down to 29 seconds. Franklin down by four. Steele gets it to Wentworth. Turns at the left elbow. Pass knocked away. Picked back up Randall. Another jump means it's Kennesaw's ball. And there's a jump. seconds remaining in the ball game. And now Franklin's going to have to foul. Or at least try and steal the inbound. And Kennesaw got set up, and their inbounds person, they were going to get it to Uden. She wasn't even covered. So a timeout will be called here by Franklin. The Flyers will have one timeout remaining, according to my book. This is just a 30. And the score is 29-25. Kennesaw should have three timeouts remaining. Franklin won. But Kennesaw, who struggled the entire ball game, has come alive here a little bit in the fourth. And if they don't make mistakes here, they should win this ball game. Even offensively, that'll be a lot to ask for Franklin to get two buckets in 18 seconds. Kennesaw to throw it in. They look to Uden. And Kennesaw stepped over the sideline, throwing it in. A turnover. It's Franklin basketball. And another timeout's going to be called here by the Flyers. Kennesaw, Deidre Ground, saw where she was going to throw the ball, and she kind of did a ball fake and then had stepped over the sideline when she threw it in. So we said they would have to avoid making the mistake, and the ball ends up still going over to Franklin, who calls the timeout. According to my book, that's going to be it for them. But we'll have to double-check the officials. Did not walk over and tell the coaches how many timeouts they have left, which they usually do at this point of the ball game. 18 seconds to go. Kennesaw 29, Franklin 25. Franklin ball in the front court. Taylor Randall to throw it in. They'll be looking for Walton, obviously. They run her off a couple of picks. She's open. She catches. Can't get the three away. She'll force the jumper. It's no good. An air ball comes to Emily Wentworth. Wentworth will try and get the jumper back up, but they call her for a walk. Well, Wentworth thought it was going to hit the rim. It looked like it was going to hit the rim. If she knew it was going to be an air ball, she was right underneath the hoop all by herself. Now Kennesaw has the ball back. Uden looking for the baseball pass to the other end. It's knocked away. Still loose. This is all good for Kennesaw. Now foul going to be called with 7.7 to go. Franklin knocked it away but couldn't grab it, and Emily Wentworth has now fouled out of the basketball game. Just 2 points for Emily, but she has a game-high 10 rebounds. A 1-1 coming up for Becca Rockefeller, who hasn't scored in the game. Trying to extend the four-point lead. The free throw is up, and it is good. 30-25, Kennesaw, 7.7 to go. Franklin's going to need a quick three. Second free throw on the way, and Rockefeller hit them both. 31-25, Kennesaw will throw it in. Taylor Randall will push the ball up the floor. Randall will throw up a long three-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw, and that's going to be it. Rebecca Uden grabs the loose ball, and the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils somehow find a way to scratch one out tonight on their home court. The final score, 31-25. Kennesaw improves to 10-4, and Franklin's offensive struggles continue. They will fall to 5-9 on the year. We will take a break and come back with a look at all the final stats on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. It's Parents' Night here. Then we've got the boys' game. So stay with us on KKPR.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Franklin County Memorial Hospital and Rural Health Clinics provide acute medical services. The hospital provides swing bed and hospice services as well as support specialty clinics and diagnostic services. Your link to family health care, Franklin County Memorial Hospital.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience. If you haven't noticed, it's cold again, folks, and MISCO's has Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps. They've got Red Ledge ski pants on sale. Red Ledge ski coats are half off. How about stocking caps from Wigwam, also half off at MISCO Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers of the ball game for the Franklin Lady Flyers. Emily Wentworth ends up with 2 points, but she had a game-high 10 rebounds. Taylor Randall, 6 rebounds, 1 block. Cassie Seal had 2 rebounds. Rachel Walton led the way tonight for Franklin. She had a game-high 17 points, 8 rebounds for Walton in the ball game. 12 of those points came in the first half. Olivia Lenneman had 2 points, 1 rebound, and Taylor Dreher had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Franklin had 15 points in the first half. They were held at just 10 points in the second half, and the Flyers finished with 25 points, 32 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block, and 16 turnovers in the ball game. Franklin will fall to 5-9 on the season, and on Tuesday they'll be on the road again at Kensington, Kansas. Franklin girls only have 1 game left at home this season, and that's the season finale on February the 12th against Bruning Davenport. So Franklin going to get used to gassing up the bus. In fact, the same for the boys. They go to Kensington, Kansas. Then they go to Wilcox-Hildreth. Then it's the conference tournament, and they host Bruning Davenport on the 12th. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kennesaw after this on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
MISCO Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at MISCO's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And back on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show, here's a look at the final numbers for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. Cheyenne Bitfield had 2 points and 1 rebound. Deidre Heyer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Becca Rockefeller, 2 points and a rebound. Megan Blackford had 2 rebounds. Rebecca Uden ends up being the leading scorer for Kennesaw. She had 14 points, 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter. She also had 6 rebounds. Hannah Uden had 1 rebound. Deidre Ground, 8 points. 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, and Taylor Bitfield, 1 point, but I had her for a team-high 9 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 7 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Blue Devils, 2 of 9 in the first half, and they were 1 of 7 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Kennesaw had just 9 points at halftime. In fact, they only had 17 points heading into the fourth quarter, but they put up 14 in the fourth quarter and are able to rally and win the first ever varsity game played here in the new Kennesaw Blue Devil Gymnasium. And they win it with 31 points, 31 rebounds, 10 out of 18 at the free throw line, 3 of 16 from three-point land. 2 block shots and 11 turnovers, and the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils improved to 10-4 with a 31-25 win over the Franklin Lady Flyers. Up next for Kennesaw, they're off until until next week when they travel to Deschler on Thursday, then into the conference tournament. They get to play one more home game on February the 9th when they welcome in Red Cloud for a doubleheader action here. And again, that's girls and boys, and those are the only two home games. They get Franklin and they get Red Cloud here in their new gymnasium. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Muskego Sports Postgame Show next.
Stop into the Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw. The Silver Dollar has daily lunch specials Monday through Saturday. They also have three TVs to watch your favorite sporting event. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw, where you'll always have a good time.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, you've been listening to the Muskego Sports Postgame Show. Muskego Sports on the break for the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. All shoes are on sale. They wish you a happy new year and thank you for your business. And we'll take care of you again in 2010. A couple of other score updates for you. Overton and Eustace Farnham getting ready for a big boys game tonight. But the girls game, just as thrilling. Eustace Farnham beats Overton 32-31 in another low-scoring game in the FKC as Preston Riker hits a free throw with 2 seconds left, and Overton has a half-court shot rim out at the buzzer. So the Eustace Farnham girls beat Overton 32-31. We'll have updates on that top five boys game coming up. Also, Kearney High is able to hold off Lincoln Southeast tonight 48-43. The boys game is just underway on ESPN 1460. And we've got the boys game 20 minutes away here. It's parents' night. It's the brand-new gym. All kinds of ceremonies going on here in Kennesaw. Again, the girls' game, Kennesaw outscores Franklin 14-6 in the fourth quarter and takes a 31-25 victory. Doug Duda for our producer-engineer Grant Sparks saying, stay with us. We'll be back at about 8:15 for Kennesaw-Franklin boys basketball on KKPR.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.